Come and get it.
Come and get it.
To the ground. Well, howdy there, folks, and another great big hearty Western welcome from all the sons of the pioneers out here on Lucky You Ranch. Today's little visit brings us to the end of our first week with you listeners out along the Lucky You line. And we certainly hope that we've made a lot of new friends. In fact, just to give you an idea how we feel about the completion of our first week, we'd like to do a tune that just about expresses our feeling. Let it go, boys.
Come on and throw away your troubles, Captain, to the moon. And fellows, you're worthy for free. Cause there's a great day coming. Can't you hear them all humming? It's a cowboy jubilee. If you've got lots of leisure time and nothing else to do, and want to be happy as we, just grab your hat, get your boots on. Pretty soon we'll be long gone to the cowboy jubilee. Just hear that cowboy band a-playin'. You know your blues don't mean a thing when you get in the swing. A cowboy's life is for me. Soon all your cares you'll be shedding, and like me you'll be heading to that cowboy jubilee.
Folks, you know, we're all pretty fired up today just thinking about the big dance in town tomorrow night. You and Carl are going to be playing at the dance, and I sort of imagine that Tommy and Miss Betty will be there, too. That is, if Tommy's gotten around to asking her. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me one bit if old Ken Curtis was there claiming the second dance. And, of course, Shug and I are going to be there.
I've never felt like them down. I'm telling you them.
Shug. What in the world is the matter with you?
Oh, Lord, I'm never going to be. I just don't see how in the world I can. I don't know. I just never felt. I'm not long for this world.
Sure. Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick, Lord. It's these new mail order boots.
What's wrong with them, Chuck?
Well, there's something in them that's if you hurry, it's killing me.
Well, why don't you take them off and see what it is?
I know what it is. It's my feet.
Chuck, you just keep hobbling around. You'll break them in before the dance, all right. Don't worry about it.
Hey, what's the matter with Shug? Looks like he's walking around on a nest full of eggs.
Oh, he is, Ken. It's his new boots.
Hey, Lloyd, I was just talking to Hugh, and he picked up quite a bundle of mail, and he's reading through it now, looking for a good thought for today.
Oh, well, that's fine then, Ken. And I want to get back and get our gold deed letter, too, because we have another acre of land here on the Lucky You to award today to some deserving person. Hey, Ken, did Tommy ask Betty to go to the dance with him yet?
I don't know, but they're sitting right out there under the oak tree carrying on a big conversation right now.
You mean Betty's carrying on a big conversation.
Say, Lloyd,
mm-hmm?
Did Tommy say anything to you about me singing a song with Betty yesterday?
Well, you know, Tommy, he just don't say anything, period.
Yeah.
He does look a little glum, though, doesn't he? It's bothering you. Why don't you get him to join us in the song? You know, he always perks up when we're singing.
I think that's a good idea.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy, come here a minute, will you?
Huh?
Have you got time for a song?
Mm-hmm.
Ay, 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 ay.
Este lunar que tiene cielito lindo junto a la boca,
No le quitarse mal en cielito lindo que a mí la toca.
Ay, 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 ay.
In Mexico, where the breezes blow, there I'm bound to go, señorita. Here is the love I bring you, cielito lindo, my own amorita.
Ay, 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 ay. Let's sing a love song. When the hearts sing together, cielito lindo, love comes along. Ay, 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 ay.
You know, I think that did perk old Tommy up just a little.
I hope to jump you with the vest pocket and spit on you and turn you as green as a lizard it did. He got so prepared, he got the extra enthusiasm. Why, he walked right up to Betty and said, twice without taking a breath.
No.
Yes.
Say, Sugar, you still walking around with those boots?
Yeah, but they feel fine now.
They do?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I'm walking around with them in my hand.
Oh.
No dad blame hunk of calf skin is going to keep me away from that dance.
Don't blame. Say, Lloyd, I'd like to tell all the folks out along the Lucky You line about the acre of land we're giving away every day to someone who's done a good deed.
That's a good idea, Ken, and be sure to tell all the folks where the Lucky You is located.
All right. The Lucky You Ranch lies on the edge of the desert in Southern California. And we give away an acre of it every day. A gold deed for someone's good deed. You know, all of us fellas love the desert. I guess a lot of people do. Some folks like it fancy, but we just like her plain. And that's what our gold deed covers. An acre of plain desert land. You know, the air out there is clear and shiny blue. And that moon looks as big as a washtub. Are you ready to read the gold deed letter, Lloyd?
I sure am, Ken, and it's a dandy. The letter says, Dear Sir, I'm writing to tell you about a woman who's known to all of her many friends of Wilton, North Dakota, is Lydia. Lydia is not just a housewife or a mother to her family, but she's also a registered nurse, and you might say, a doctor of her community. She's covered many a mile through treacherous North Dakota blizzards over the prairies by horse and by sled to bring a newborn child into the world. In fact, of all her outside community activities, she still has time to make a wonderful home for her husband and two adopted children. She's the local leader of the 4-H Club, which she's been active in for 20 years. She's assisted over 100 young people in this program, besides finding time for many other civic and community activities, especially church work. We think she's one in a million, and it'd bring a great lot of joy to the whole community if you would salute her with your Gold Deed Award. Her name is Mrs. Lydia Erickson, Wilton, North Dakota.
Thank you, Lloyd. I'm sure you all agree that this wonderful lady certainly deserves this week's Gold Deed Award to the acre of land on the Lucky You Ranch. And along with it, here is Lloyd Perryman with a Lucky You song salute. Lloyd?
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea, when I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in a beautiful veil
of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh, no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. More lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh, no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee.
Thank you very much, folks. You know, this next number we kind of want to do special. Some awful good friends of ours that drop by the ranch house every few days are having their golden wedding anniversary today, and we sort of promised them that we're going to dedicate a song to them. It's not exactly the type of song that you'd expect for a golden wedding anniversary, but it happens to be their favorite. In fact, it's been a favorite of a lot of folks for a lot of years. We're sure that you won't mind if we keep our promise to a wonderful couple. Pappy Tim and Mom Terry down at the crossroads. This is for you, Pop and Mom.
Oh, don't you remember sweet Betsy from Pike, who crossed the big mountains with her lover Ike, with two yoke of cattle, a large yellow dog, a tall Shanghai rooster, and one spotted hog.
Saying goodbye, Pike County, farewell for a while. We'll come back again when we've panned out our pie.
They soon reached the desert where Betsy gave out, and down in the sand she lay rolling about, while Ike in great terror looked on in surprise, saying, Betsy, get up, you get sand in your eyes.
Saying goodbye, Pike County, farewell for a while. We'll come back again when we spend all our time.
The wagon tipped over with a terrible crash, and out on the prairie rolled all sorts of trash. A few little baby clothes done up with care, looking rather suspicious to be on the square.
Saying goodbye, Pike County, farewell for a while. We'll come back again when we send out our pie.
The engines came down in a wild yelling horde, and Betsy was scared they would scalp her adored. Behind the front wagon wheel, Betsy did crawl, and there she fought engines with musket and ball.
Saying goodbye, Pike County, farewell for a while. We'll come back again when we send out our pie.
Happy anniversary, folks. I sincerely hope that we're all around here on the lucky you to play another request for Terry and Pop Tim on their diamond anniversary.
I'm sure we all go along with that, Lloyd. By the way, did you hear about Carl's new electric guitar?
No, what?
He connected it up with the generator on the milking machine. So if you happen to need any cream for your coffee, see Carl.
That's all right. I'll have it fixed.
Yeah. Oh, good grabs of goose flesh. I don't know what you're going on around here since we signed up for this radio deal. Everybody's going hog wah hog you. Everybody's bye-bye. They're getting you. Anybody like to buy a pair of boots?
Oh, fine thing. Here's a guy that can go out and break the roughest horse in the country, and he can't even break in a new pair of boots. But now that it's been mentioned, everybody around here is buying new stuff. Frankie Messina even bought a new stomach Steinway. I guess most folks call them accordions. By the way, where is he anyhow?
He's right out there on the porch. You know, he's so doggone proud of that thing. He's been playing it all day with his gloves on. Come here, Lloyd. He really does pretty good on it. He ought to be pretty well warmed up by now, too.
Frankie, you know, if I could play like that, I'd just keep my gloves on.
Yeah, I thought that was wonderful, Frankie. And what a beautiful accordion. Say, Frankie, will you play it at the dance tomorrow night?
Sure will, Betty. And if it's as warm as it's been today, I'll have to take my gloves off.
Say, are you going to the dance, Betty?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Lloyd. Say, Tommy, are you busy tomorrow night?
Mm-mm.
Well, are you planning on going to town tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, could I ride into town with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tommy, I knew you were going to ask me to the dance. Say, Lloyd. Yes, Lloyd, I am going to the dance tomorrow. And with Tommy. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, gee, you know, he says the sweetest things. He just sweeps me off my feet. Dream, dear, every night I will always hold you tight, for I love you, you're the keeper of my heart. Now that you have come to me, I will thrill, it's plain to see, for you're the keeper of my heart. Until the day I found you, life didn't mean a thing. But now that I have found you, all the joys you bring, for I love you, you're the keeper of my heart. Until the day I found you,
But now that I have found you, all the joy you bring, life to me will always be just a stardust melody. For I love you, you're the keeper.
Golly, Betty, you sing just as pretty as you look. And I sure hope you'll save me a dance for tomorrow night,
well,
too.
Well, thank you, Lloyd. I sure will.
You know, it's nice when things work out, like Betty and Tommy going to the dance together. And also, today, a lady handed Betty a nice bouquet of roses immediately after she finished her tune, and we sure do thank you very much. But you know, sometimes things aren't quite as pleasant as they should be, and once in a while we run into a pitfall along life's trail. When this happens, an inspirational thought or feeling is often just what a guy needs to smooth over those rough spots. That's why we like to get those letters from you folks which pass along the sayings or beliefs that have helped you. Hugh Farr reads these letters every day and picks out the one that he hopes you folks would like to hear.
Lloyd, I found one for today that I think any of us could take to heart. The letter was written by Mrs. Bonnie Hazelhurst in Los Angeles, California. Her letter reads, "Dear lucky you ranch hands, I'm not much of a hand at writing letters, but somehow I feel that the thought I'm going to try and express here will be understood by all of you folks. It's about people and getting along with one another. I've found that all people are pretty much alike, that if given half a chance and a little encouragement, they'll reveal themselves to be mighty fine. It's easy to pick out a person's faults or to dislike a trait of character just because it happens to be different from your own. But the person who takes the time and makes the effort to look beneath the surface and give the other guy a break most always finds that the effort he's made pays off in big dividends."
Well, Hugh, that's a lucky you thought if I ever heard one. And here's a song salute to you, Mrs. Hazelhurst. And if we all would follow that trail of thinking, we'd certainly clear the dust from the world today.
And just like the flowers. after the desert showers, I'll dream of happy hours and watch the trail dust rise.
I'll wander on as long as you are by my side, as long as I can see your lazy trail in the sky.
And just like the flowers after the desert showers, I'll dream of happy hours
and watch the trail dawn.
That old summer sun has swung high over Lucky You Ranch. Now starting its curve down the desert sky into a brand new day. Far beyond those painted mountains. Miss Betty, she's our schoolmarm, has probably marched her 8 pupils in for the afternoon class. Shuggy is taking his big bass fiddle back in the bunkhouse. And Carl, well, Carl's putting his guitar back in the case again. I notice some big white thunderclouds are piling up out east. Looks like it might rain a little bit. Thought it might do it yesterday. You know, that sure would be a blessing. Because those water holes are really drying up fast. Well, we do hope you'll join us Monday over the same station, same time. And so from all the hands here at Lucky You, goodbye, Lucky You. ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.